Well, Scott, that was a corker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a fantastic game of cricket. Throughout the 4 days, I pretty much had everything. Going back from the start with Keats's 200 and the way he played and the way the rest of the lads played, and then the way their lads played as well, and obviously Bunny's 5-for, and then yesterday, young Sam Curran's 7-for. And obviously today we pushed really hard. I thought the weather come out at a good time for them. Yeah, obviously the sun came out this afternoon and probably has made it a bit harder for us, but I thought we stuck at it and bowled really well and got the rewards.
Jason Roy and Zafar Ansari have put on, between them, 311 in partnerships in this match, which is apparently a Surrey record for two men doing that in a game in a county championship.
Yeah, obviously they're two good players and two different players as well. I mean, Ansari tends to sort of hang in and take the runs when he can, where obviously Jason Roy takes the game to you. And it was a massive partnership in the first innings and then again today. We knew we had to sort of break that partnership and do it early. Sooner the better, because they're both hurting us. So yeah, obviously they're two good players.
We have a really good microphone on our ledge, which points out to the middle and can hear everything. And when Jason Roy was on 9, it sounded to me like you'd taken the skin off the ball. Everybody went up and celebrated. He was given not out. What did you hear on the pitch?
I think what I heard was, I think it was two noises. It was obviously his bat hit the ground. But it was more, I think, the deviation of where the ball ended up. I mean, Stewie Point has taken it in front of first slip, which I thought he hit it, but it's like I say, it was he batted the ground, so it's obviously hard to give. But you know, you sometimes you get away with them, or you get them like that. So, but like I say, I thought we bowled pretty well, especially last session.
There he was on 96. You clearly had a plan after tea. I saw Ben Stokes warming up quite early through the tea break. Get Ben Stokes out and try and have a go at him. He got him out first ball.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the lads were still fit and firing to go at tea time, and obviously when Stokes in rhythm, you can't get the ball out of his hand, but that was the plan, just to maybe go hard on him. Obviously, he got hit on the hand early on, so we thought, well, try and go hard on him, try and get him at his rhythm and see what happens. But luckily, we got a little burgle down the next side, first ball off a tee, which got us going.
There was another spell from Ben Stokes where I think he bowled 5.5 overs before he conceded a run. He took 2 wickets in one of those overs as well, really turned the game on its head late on.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Stokes, he's a fantastic competitor. And when he knows he can win a game, it's, you never get the ball out of his hand. It was funny because Collie went down to Carsey and said, which end do you want? And Carsey pointed at Stokes' end, and Stokes goes, no, you're not. I'm bowling the rest of the session. But that's what he's like. Obviously, he's fantastic having your team. And I think, like I say, whenever he can sniff out a win, he's fantastic. And he doesn't give up. And he deserved his... Did he get 5 wickets there?
Four
wickets, yeah. I mean, he deserved 4, but he could have easily got 5 or 6 or 7 easy.
There was a catch in the gully from Keaton Jennings, took off like Superman, one-handed catch. I still don't know how he did it, but that was heading straight for you. But what a stunning piece of cricket that was.
Yeah, it was obviously brilliant. It's never nice when someone puts a claw in front of your face and when you're thinking you're going to catch it. But no, I'm not bothered as long as it stays above ground and someone catches it. But I think I was just about to close my hands as Keats put his massive claw out and it stuck, but it was a fantastic catch.
Your final game here, do you leave with mixed emotions? I suppose you're happy that Durham has stayed up for one thing, and you've got a new future to look ahead to now?
Yeah, obviously mixed emotions. Obviously a massive decision for me, one which took a long time to make. But yeah, it's obviously mixed because I'm sad to leave, but massively excited about my future.
And what was the main factor in choosing Surrey in the end? I understand you had 2 pieces of paper and you were writing pros on one and cons on another.
That's obviously what came down to, was obviously a massive decision. Obviously, you know, Sunderland lad, North East lad, and play for Durham since the age of 10, 11, whatever it is. And so it's obviously, like I say, it was a massive call. And that's why it's probably taken as long as it did, because I thought the right decision, leaving with obviously cricket reasons, obviously going to play at the Oval would suit my game, obviously being a leg spinner batter. Yeah, purely cricket reasons. But, you know, the club have been fantastic to me ever since I was a kid, and back from sort of John Windows and Jeff Cook. I'd like to thank them, and obviously John Lewis and Alan Walker and Nigel Kent and obviously Collie as well. You know, they've been a massive help to me in my career.
Bit of a sad week from a personal point of view, because your nana tells me that I've probably had my last curry from her now.
I'm sure she'll still bring some in. She loves cooking for people, and I'm sure we'll find well that if she can get in the ground, she'll feed you.